AI is changing how we build software, promising faster development. But these AI tools can introduce security vulnerabilities if we're not careful. We need to think critically about cryptography in this new AI-driven world. It's about more than just speed. It's about ensuring our code remains secure. Let's explore how we can achieve both. Cryptography is vital in AI development, especially for safeguarding data. But it's tricky. A flawed implementation gives a false sense of security, and that's dangerous. AI coding tools, powerful, yes, yet they can suggest outdated or insecure cryptographic methods. So it's crucial to double-check those AI-generated suggestions. Here's a critical point about cryptography. Building your own algorithms is almost always a bad idea. It's deceptively complex, and even experts miss vulnerabilities. Instead, use well-tested libraries like OpenSSL, Libsodium, Bouncy Castle, or the Web Crypto API. These have been thoroughly vetted by the security community. AI tools can be especially risky in this area, so exercise caution. Symmetric encryption is a data protection workhorse. While AES-256 GCM is usually the best option for most apps due to its security strength, CHE20 PolyWISNA305 is an excellent choice for mobile devices or resource-constrained systems. It provides great performance. Just remember, with symmetric encryption, the same key encrypts and decrypts. When choosing asymmetric encryption algorithms, especially with older systems in mind, here's what I recommend. For signatures, EDTUIF519 is a solid choice. It's secure, fast, and avoids side-channel vulnerabilities. For key exchange and signatures, ECC using the P256 or P384 curves are also approved. You might still see RSA with a 2048-bit key in legacy setups. Keep these points in mind. Hashing is all about securely transforming data. It's like creating a digital fingerprint. Proven algorithms like SHA-256, SHA-384, and SHA-3 are reliable for this. There are also newer options, Blake 2 and Blake 3, offering potential performance improvements without compromising security. The neat thing is that regardless of the original file size, the resulting hash is always a fixed length. Password hashing. It's our strongest defense for user credentials, but it's not as simple as it seems. For top-tier security, Argon 2ID is the current champion. It's specifically built to withstand attacks, whether they're using CPUs or GPUs. Bcrypt remains a very respectable option, too. It's broadly supported and still provides robust protection. Choosing the right hashing algorithm is critical. When choosing algorithms, avoid older options like MDE or even SHA-1. They've developed vulnerabilities over time, making them prone to collision attacks. Similarly, DES and 3DES, with their smaller key sizes, are easily broken by modern brute force attacks. RC4 also has known weaknesses that you should consider. Modern algorithms offer substantially better security. Securing your communications? Configuration is key. TLS 1.3 is the fastest, most secure option available, so make it your priority. TLS 1.2 is still viable, but create a plan to upgrade. Just as important, your cipher suites. Stick to the approved strong ones. Weak algorithms? They're like leaving the door wide open. Make smart choices here to protect sensitive data. Key management is really a life cycle, a cradle-to-grave process. It's more than just creating and using a key. Think about its entire existence. For example, key generation needs a strong source of randomness, we call that entropy, to make the keys unpredictable. And distributing them? That has to happen over secure channels. Quantum computers could break today's encryption, so future-proofing our security is critical. That's where post-quantum cryptography, or PQC, comes in. NIST is developing new PQC standards. MLChem is for key exchange, and MLDSA handles digital signatures. The most important thing to remember is crypto agility. ECB mode, it's where encryption can get tricky. It encrypts data in isolated blocks. The catch? If your original data has repeating patterns, ECB leaves those visible after encryption. Think of encrypting an image. You might still recognize the picture. The risk is AI code when trying to simplify things often defaults to ECB, so double-check your configurations. Here's a subtle crypto vulnerability that's popping up in AI. Mishandling initialization vectors and nonces. These randomizers are vital for strong encryption, but if you hardcode them, using the same value repeatedly, or reuse a nonce, the security collapses. It's like using the same password for everything. Predictability destroys the encryption's purpose. Here's a big mistake I've seen. Using math.random for crypto. Seems simple, right? Huge risk. These functions aren't built for security. They're predictable. For keys or initialization vectors, math.random is weak. An AI using it this way is practically giving attackers an easy way in. Cryptographic functions require a degree of randomness math.random simply can't provide. Automated detection is a game changer for crypto vulnerabilities. Think about using something like SemGrep to build rules that automatically flag common errors. We're talking about things like ECB mode, hard-coded IVs, and even spotting the risky use of math.random in crypto functions. The biggest win is integrating this into your CI/CD. Finding these issues early on keeps them out of the final product. That's a huge security boost. AI's potential to speed up coding is exciting, especially in development. But with cryptography, we need to be extra cautious. AI coding assistants can introduce security holes if we aren't careful. The golden rule still applies. Don't invent your own crypto. Always use established, trusted cryptographic libraries. Your security depends on it. Hopefully, this overview sparked some ideas. I'm confident we can apply these insights to improve our approach. What questions do you have? I'm ready to discuss how this impacts our work and explore any concerns.